Okay. Here we go. Lord Jesus, love alone, please take care of us. Hang on. Upon my boundless oceans where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, bless the anchor of my soul. When trial fierce assails me and storms are gathering over, I rest upon his mercy and trust him more. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life will brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has the power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. The voice that stilled the water, his voice that stilled the waters amid the turmoil cease. My pilot and deliverer, I will confide, for always when I need him, he's at my side. He is my friend and savior. In him my anchor's cast. He drew away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. My face on looking upward, troubled sea. There behold a haven is prepared for me. Okay, here we go. Hang on. First Kings chapter 15. In the 18th year of Jotham, the son of Nebat, Ephraim became king over Judea. He reigned three years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Matha, the granddaughter of Eslam. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which had been done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his son David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him, and he was by establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him in all the days of his life. Except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rephaim and Jotham in all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abram and all that he did, and they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judea. And there was war between Abram and Jotham. So Abram rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, redeemed in his place. As Asa redeemed in Judah, in the 20th year of Jotham, king of Israel, Asa became king over Judah, and he redeemed 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother was Micah, the granddaughter of Eslam. Isaiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished the perverted persons from the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Also, he moved Mephah, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she made obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. He also brought into the house of the Lord things which his father that dare can, things which he himself that dare did. Silver and gold utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or into Asa, king of Judea. And then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hands of his servants. And the king, Asa, sent to them Behida, the son of Tiberon, the son of Esron, king of Syria, who dwelt in the Ramses, saying, "Let there be a treaty between me and you, as there has been between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Behada heeded King Asa and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked Edom, Dan, Abel, Bethmata, and all of Chinnaworth, within all the land of Nephilim. Now it happened when Baasha heard it that he stopped building Ramah and remained in Tisera. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all of Judea. None was accepted. And they went over and they took away the stones and timber of Ramah that Baasha had used for the building. What then King Asa built Gibeah of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of the acts of Asa, all his rights, and all that he did, and all his cities which were built, are written between the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judea. But in the time of his old age, he had diseases in his feet. So Asa rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Josaphat, his son, reigned in his place. Nahab reigned in Israel. Now Nahab, the son Jotham, became king over Israel in the 7th year as a king of Judea, and he reigned over Israel 2 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin which he made Israel sin. And Bathsheba, Baasha, the son of Adad, the son of Ishtar, conspired against him. And Bea killed him at Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines. Well, Nahab and all of Israel laid siege to Gibeon. Baasha killed him in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judea, and reigned in his place. And so was when he became king that he killed all the house of Jotham, and did not leave to Jotham anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servant Isaiah the Shilonite. Because of the sins of Jotham, which he had sinned, and by the way which he had made Israel sin, because of his provocation, which he had provoked the Lord, God of Israel, to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nida, all that he did, are not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, the king of Israel, all their days. Don't do. Here we go. Wear a piece of cell phone, please be careful. In the 18th year, the king is Joseph. The son of Nebeth, Kephion, became king over Judea. He reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nebeth, the granddaughter of Eshlon. And he walked in the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord has gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, by setting up his son after him, and having established Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and did not turn aside from anything that the Lord commanded him on all the days of his life, except the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And the war was, and there was war between. Rohan and Joseph in all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Ephraim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the tribes of the kings of Judea, where the war was between Ephraim and Joseph? So Ephraim rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place in the 20th year of Joseph, the king of Israel. Asa became king over Judea, and reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother's name was Michbah, the granddaughter of Ashlam. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David. And he banished the preferred person from the land and removed all the idols that his father made. Also, he moved Michbah, his grandmother, from being queen mother because she made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa took down her obscene image and buried it by the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. And he also brought into the house of the Lord the things which the father had, which his father did, and all the things which he himself had did, silver and gold utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, the king of Israel, all their days. Baasha of Israel came up against Judea, built Ramah, that he might go out or come in to Asa, king of Judea. And then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasury, the house of the Lord, the treasury at the king's house, and he delivered them to the hand of his servants. And the king sent him to Behad, to Ben-Had, the son of Tipperon, the son of Esan, the king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between your father and my father. See, I have sent you a present of gold and silver. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, the king of Israel. So he will withdraw from me, But then Han, he needed Team Asia and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked Gideon, Dan, Abel, Bethmata, and all of Kinroth, and the land, and was all in the land of Nephilim. Now, it happened when Bathsheba heard it. Bathsheba heard it that he stopped building Ramah, remained in Taurus. Then King Asa made a proclamation for all Judea. No, none was exempt. And they all took away the stones and the timber of Ramah, which Baasha used for building. And with them, King Asa built Gibeah, Benjamin, and Mizpah. And the rest of the earth of Asia, and all his might, and all that he did, and all the cities which he built. They are not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judea, but in the time of his old age, he was deceased in his feet. So Asa rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Joseph, his son, redeemed in his place. Now Nippah, the son of Jotham, became king over all of Israel in the 7th year of Asa, king of Judea, who reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did dwell in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father. And in his sin by which he made Israel sin. Then Baasha, the king of the son of Ajon of the house of Ishtar, conspired against him. Baasha killed him at Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines. Well, Naboth and Israel laid siege to Gibeon. Baasha killed him in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judea, and redeemed in his place. And it was so when he became king that he killed all the house of Jotham. He did not leave Jotham anyone to breathe until he destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken by his servant, Ekbah the Shibonite. Because of the sins of Jotham, which he had sinned against, which he made Israel sin, because of his provocation, which he had sinned, the Lord God of Israel to anger. When the rest of the acts of Nebo and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judea, Baasha, the son of Ibbah, became king over all of Israel in Tara and redeemed 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of Joseph. And in his sin, which he also made Israel sin. Lord Jesus, love us all, and please take care of us. We'll get the song, and we'll be done.
Thank you.
The Lord's our rock and hill we hide, shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever betide, shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in the weary land, golden shade on the burning sand. Faithful guide to the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade day by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fear, no fear's alarm, no fear's affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, glowing shade on the burning sand. Faithful guide for the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary band, cooling shade on the burning sand. A faithful guide to the for a pilgrim land, a shelter in the time of storm. Rock defied, oh refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be through our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shades on the burning sand. Faithful guide for the pilgrim man, a shelter in the time of storm. Lord Jesus, love us all, protect us all. Everybody have a good night. Bye.